The creative sex. Have you ever thought of it like that? The creative sex. I'm Matt Pierce. Thanks for joining me here on Micah's Call, the place where we can have the difficult conversations about creativity in a safe place. And today we're talking about the creative sex. Sex can be artistic, and art can be sexy. And, you know, I think there's this taboo thing still today that hangs around the idea of sexual art, okay? The thing that, sure, it can be tacky, no doubt about it. It can be tacky. Pornography, as much as they say it's art, I guess it is to some people. To me, it's not, but to some people it is. But think about the creative process of sex and the creative process of art. Okay? There's this beautiful thing that we all call art that we love. When you're making something, when you're creating something, make love to it. I mean, spend some time, a little foreplay with the idea, a little, you know, kissing and touching and, you know, a little petting and all this and that, you know, have a little fun with it, you know, date the project, you know, don't just jump right into it, get your jollies off and go, right? Maybe you can, and that creates something great and that makes you feel good for a minute and, you know, your partner enjoys that, right? But think about it when you really get creative, you really spend some time and you really focus on the act of just being, and when you different, you know, there's a difference, they say, you know, between just sex and making love, right? Although in art nowadays, to clean it up, right, we've changed sex to love, right? Now what they've changed it to make it PG. But think about this. Really spend some time loving what you're creating. When you can make love to whatever you're creating, it's a beautiful thing. It's not complicated. It's not hard. It's not, you know, it's not a difficult thing. You just kind of let it go and let it do. And you enjoy the process of getting there, right? So sex and art have a lot in common because you're expressing your love to your partner. You're expressing an emotion to your partner. You're expressing a feeling to whatever you're doing and whatever that emotion is at that moment, right? You're expressing the art through a sexual being, through a sexual act, right? That's hopefully wanted by both people. It should be. Art should be wanted by the creators and the consumer. So there's a lot of unwanted art. And unfortunately, there's a lot of unwanted sex in this world, you know? But if you really think about this, when it all comes together in the right circumstances, it can be beautiful. And that's the magic of art, the magic of creating, the magic of loving what you're doing. Whether you're creating an ad campaign, whether you're creating an app, whatever, make love to it. Be passionate about it. Don't just screw it. Don't just hit it and quit it, right? Spend some time falling in love with it, you know? And that's the beautiful thing about this. With art is you can love it. You can create it. You can be tender with it. You can be a little rough with it. You can be a little aggressive. You can be soft with it. You can do all these different things. You know, you can massage it. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can hear it. Just as sex is an interactive experience, so should art. And as sex should be an emotionally immersive experience, so should your art. I mean, think about that. That's deep. And then at the end of the day, you're doing this because you feel good and making someone else feel good and feel loved and wanted and appreciated is equally as important. Now, your wife or your husband, or your partner, whatever, may feel a completely different emotion. And that can be okay. As long as you both enjoyed it and it was consensual, and you're both respecting the boundaries that's there, it's not such a bad thing. And there's a mutual trust between you and your partner. Just like there's a mutual trust between you and your art, whatever it is, your book, your painting, your picture, whatever it is, there has to be a mutual trust, and the feeling has to be right. The emotion has to be right. The love has to be right. Everything has to be right for this thing to work, or else it's just going to be just bleh. You're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to feel like, what the hell did I do? But if it's all in the right context, it's all consensual, it's all done for the right reasons, it's a great thing. So if you really think about it, whatever you do, make love to it. Whatever you're creating, make love to it. Let it be. Whether you're Emily Dickinson writing a poem, or you're Rick Rubin producing an album, or you're Neil Young making millionth of albums, right? Whatever it is. You make love to that and be passionate to it, and submit to what it wants. Give yourself to it. Let yourself embrace that process, because that process is beautiful. It's unique. It's caring. It's wonderful. It's uniquely your relationship with whatever it is that you're creating. Just like sex is a creation of something between you and your partner. And that's the beautiful thing about this. And when it's just like, eh, whatever. You know, and there's days where you don't feel like creating, and that's fine. And there's days where you feel like creating a lot, and that's fine too. You have to have a relationship with your art. And you have to have a relationship with yourself and with your partner and with everything around you, the world around you. You have to have a relationship with this. And if you can have sex with your art, that sounds funny, but it's so true. If you can make love to your art and appreciate that art as an intimate part of you, it's a beautiful thing. And you follow me how this is just so magical that you can't imagine that when you create something and there's this love inside yourself or whatever you've created, it's a beautiful thing. Let it just be. Experience it, love it, care for it, nurture it. Let it all come together like you are just loving this piece that you're creating. And when it all comes together, hopefully the world around you will appreciate that. And they'll see, you know, you ever seen those couples that you're like, man, they really love each other. You know, it's probably because they do. Let the world see that about your art that you create. Let the world see the love and the art that you create. Because if you're making love to your art, it's going to show. If you have a good relationship with your art, it's going to show. If you have a bad relationship with your partner, it's probably going to show. Have that same kind of relationship with your art. It's a beautiful thing. Make love to your art.